Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, August 1st, 2022. This morning I will talk about spiritual disciplines. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, we praise you for the gift of life. Walk with us on the beach in the morning. Run with us through peaceful cornfields in the night. Swim with us as we exercise bodies and minds. Forgive us our many sins and addictions. Cleanse us of our evil ways. Strengthen our hands in your service and give us hearts for you alone. We thank you for healthy habits and lifestyles fitting for your people. Make us whole again. In the power of your Holy Spirit, transform us day by day into the people you would have us to be. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, we read, "Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit." Centering on God is more than an intellectual exercise. Spiritual disciplines are less about working out our salvation, which is Christ's work, than about praising God more completely in our daily lives. If our praise of God is to be heartfelt, which spiritual discipline should we focus on? Sin distracts and separates us from God. The spiritual disciplines of highest value target sins to which we, as Americans, are especially vulnerable. Sexual immorality and gluttony, both are sins of the body. Jesus is clear when he says that sin begins in the heart. On the question of adultery, he says, "Everyone who looks at a woman with a lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart." This is Matthew 5:28. This statement is immediately followed by hyperbole about chopping off body parts that lead to sin. This transition from the heart to the body is an example of how the body and the mind are unified. The unity of body and mind applied to spiritual disciplines is found in the writing of Henry Nouwen. Nouwen describes our spiritual journey as a unity of three dimensions, reaching inward to ourselves, reaching outward to others, and reaching upwards to God. In ourselves, we move from being lonely to becoming content with solitude. In our relationships with others, we move from hostility to hospitality. In our relationship with God, we move from illusion to prayer. The paradox of this unity in three dimensions is that progress in one dimension makes progress in the others easier. This linkage of spiritual progress in different dimensions is especially important in dealing with sins of the body. Sins against the body invariably involve mild to severe addictions, obsessive behaviors that we repeat. When we allow ourselves our little indulgences, they spread to other aspects of our lives. Bad behaviors turn into bad habits, turn into bad lifestyles. Undertaking a fast in a vulnerable area of our lives can nip bad behaviors early in the process. May writes, "It all comes down to quitting it, not engaging in the next addictive behavior, not indulging in the next temptation." Physical discipline accordingly works to cleanse the whole system. Why exercise? The simple answer is because your body is the temple of God. We are under obligation to ourselves and to God to keep the temple clean. A more nuanced answer is that the physical disciplines grant us strength to discipline other, less obvious areas of our lives. The body and the mind are inseparable. Physical exercise is a kind of a beach assault on our island of sin. Beach assaults, like the one in Iwo Jima during World War II, are risky, but the payoff is huge. It is strangely ironic that when we exercise, we often exhibit less interest in food, alcohol, and tobacco because we are more relaxed and self-confident. In clinical pastoral education, we are taught to look for dissonance between words and the body language of patients that we have visited. This disharmony between words and body language is, of course, a measure of truth. In like manner, the biblical paradigm of beauty is that the truth of an object matches its appearance. But how do we harmonize mind and body? Although I try to practice continual prayer throughout my day, I most naturally slip into prayer when I'm running or swimming laps because my mind is at ease. Did I mention that the body and the mind are closely bound together? Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.